Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 103 for Friday, October 16th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were holding on to small gains Friday morning as the market saw some consolidation just above nearby support. Canola was steady to up $2, the November contract up 80 cents at $472.80 per ton. That November contract settled just above $470 yesterday, which is a level that has provided good support over the past month. Early strength in Chicago soy oil and a weaker Canadian dollar were also supportive for canola, as that combination should help crush margins show some improvement. However, steady farmer selling and improving production ideas for both Canadian canola and U.S. soybeans did limit the upside. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all lower. Soybeans down 2 to 6 cents, the November contract down 5, right at the psychological $9 per bushel level. Steady farmer selling as the U.S. soybean harvest is in its final stages, and producers turn some more attention to marketing their beans, accounted for much of the early weakness. For soybeans, however, solid weekly export sales did help limit the declines. Weekly U.S. soybean sales of nearly 1.5 million tons came in at the top end of trade guesses, while soy oil and soy meal business was also brisk. Corn, it's down 1 to 2 cents, the December contract down a penny at $3.74 per bushel. U.S. farmers continue to make good progress bringing in this year's crop, with yield reports generally beating earlier expectations. Weekly U.S. corn exports at about 600,000 tons were in line with trade guesses, but will need to pick up in future weeks if the U.S. is to meet its targets for the year. In wheat, prices are down 8 to 9 cents, the December contract in Chicago down 9 at $4.93 per bushel. Chart-based selling was a feature as the December contract dipped below the $5 mark. Weekly U.S. wheat exports did come in above average guesses at 460,000 tons, but are still thought of as soft overall. Persistent weather concerns in Australia and other wheat-growing regions of the world were a bit supportive, helping limit the losses. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, October 16th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.